ආරාසත් මහා භාව භවත ප්‍රසිදාත්මන පරිතුෂ්ඨති ශාරීර මාත්මා මානස ඉත and putting our feet mantras before you, you may not understand the language, but the vibration of the sound is not the mantra means. It has got special value. Mantra. Sound vibration. Shabdadhanavisti. That the whole material world is produced from sound. That is thank you, sir. Scientists have researched the importance of sound. Physical sound. Sound, light. And the transmission of sound and light. There are so many things electronic. So the sound vibration, this is material sound. They have got so much wonderful power. And just try to understand what is the power of the spiritual sound. Real sound is coming from the spiritual world. It is simply just like gramophone. Sound is coming originally from the person. Gramophone is reproduced. That is not the original source of the sound. Similarly, whatever sound is there in this material world, the original sound is produced by God. Just like in your Bible, it is said. Great Vedic creation. It is simply because sound and there was creation. So, spiritual sound is so powerful and we are trying to get you directly from that sound vibration. Hare Krishna. Sure, it is absent. Since Santana Abhishek. Our question by Narada Muni to Vyasadeva asking that my dear Vyasadeva, the author of all Vedic literature, you are such a learned scholar. You have produced such vastly scholarly and philosophical theses, books, and still you are not happy. So, did you try to find out what is the cause? The similar position is of the present world. There is so much advancement of scientific research, results, economics. Of course, in India there may be poverty stricken, but in your country you have got ample, everything ample. But it's still, a section is confused and frustrated. Why? The same position as that day. Was not satisfied even after producing so many variety of literature in material science and philosophy and religion and everything was complete. So therefore, Narada Muni is asking, my dear Vyasadeva, you are great personality, but do you think as long as one is situated in the bodily plane or in the mental plane, does he derive any pleasure? This is the question. We should try to understand how we are constituted. The Bhagavad Gita explains our constitution and position very nicely. Indriyani Parayahu, Indriyani means center. Just like, what is my material existence? I am in this world. What for? For my sense gratification, that's all. This is the first constitutional position. Every animal, every living entity is busy positing, sleeping, defending, and making. That means the body is necessity. Then, first of all, the prominent factor of our existence is the sense. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Indriyan Parara, my material existence means the sense enjoyment. That's all. And therefore, the material civilization, the highest pleasure, is being derived by issuing searchlight, because that is the last one. That is the last word of materialism. One who has no knowledge of spiritual life, they cannot go further than searchlight. One who goes still more further than the platform of sense enjoyment, he comes to the mental faculty. As there are many philosophers speculating, the meditation is also another type of mental faculty. So, Indriyani Parayahu, Bhagavad Gita says, the first prominent factor are the senses, and the next stage is the mind, mental state. Because the senses are controlled by the mind. Mind is the central point of sensuality. If my mind is not in order, in spite of my eyes I cannot see. In spite of my hands I cannot touch. Therefore, next important stage is mind. Indriyani Parayahu, Indriyabhaparah, Mana means mind. Manasastu Paro Buddhi. And mind is also controlled by intellect. Manasastu Paro Buddhi. And the factor which is controlling intelligence, that is thought. Therefore, behind all manifestations, all activities, the soul is there. That is in dormant state. Not dormant state. Actually, the soul is educating the intelligence. The intelligence is educating the mind, and the mind is controlling the senses, and the sense enjoyment is our material. But we want happiness. Therefore, Vyasadeva question to Narada, Narada question to Vyasadeva is very interesting. That my dear Vyasadeva, you appear to be not very jolly, in after producing so much literature. But may I ask you, do you think that on the mental plane or on the bodily plane, if you feel there is satisfaction, it is possible? This is the question. People of the modern age should think about This posture of Narada Subhastra is very serious. Whether on the bodily platform or on the mental platform we can be happy. No, that is not possible. That is not perfect. We should clearly understand that people are giving only on the bodily platform and mental platform. There are no spiritual understanding. That is the defect of the modern civilization. Unless, just like you belong to Saturn, atmosphere, just like we are in here. I am speaking from bodily consideration. That I am in here, in your country, I am very comfortably situated. The boys are taking care of me very seriously. But it feels, sometimes I think that I was happy in Vrindavan. Similarly, if you are transferred to some other foreign country, however comfortably you may be situated, you think of your own country. This is natural. Therefore, we are seeking after spiritual happiness, excellence. That is the child. Child is crying. The child is crying and the mother is trying to pacify the child in so many ways. But the child is still crying because it wants something else. The child wants mother's will. So unless the mother is supplying that thing, it is not there. Similarly, our demand is spiritual happiness. Our demand is spiritual happiness. So just this morning, we are walking on the street, and so many books were shown in the street. Very nice books. Go from the universe. Because the fact is, all these nonsense books could not give me solace. It's true. Very nice book. Not much nice book, very binding nice. It must have been very costly book. This big book. So, what? There is no peace. There is no peace. Therefore, just like in your country I see bunch of newspapers, just after 1 second, running this page, that page, so on. Why? There is no place. There is no place. Simply the old story. Punap punap char vitakar varana. Chewing the chew. In your country you don't find such things. In our country, in India. The sugar cane, it chews. The juice is stuck. And it is thrown in the street. Now somebody goes and chews the chewed sugar cane. What relief, what taste you get. Similarly, because we have no information of spiritual life, you are simply chewing the truth in a different, this way or that, this way or that. And that is successful. So that will not give us happiness. This is the purpose of the question of man. Parasatya Mahabhava Bhavata Pratidasa. Do think that the soul can be pacified, the soul can be in peace by identifying itself with the body and the mind? No, that's not. And you are the first class example. Why? Jigrasitam susampanna vite mahadadhutam kritubana bhārata jastam sarvārta parivrishitam. You are not ordinary scholar. You have produced Mahabharata. The other day I explained what Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the real meaning of Mahabharata is history of India. History of Maha means great. And great history of the Bharata means India. India's real name is Bharatvarsha, Bharata is known. This whole planet was known in the beginning as Ilavati Varsha. Then there was a king, Maharaj Bharata. So according to his name, the whole planet became Bharatvarsha. This whole planet is called Bharatvarsha according to Vedic literature. But now it is now divided. Very long history how the human society was distributed all over this planet. So far, Mahabharata is concerned, you Americans or Europeans, you also originally belong to India, according to Mahabharata. Turkish civilization and Greek civilization was originally from India. To Sankha Mahajajati, they gave the kingdom of Turkey and Greece, and from Turkey and Greece, the European civilization or population has increased, and from Europe, the Americans, they have come here. But of course, that is historical point. So here, it is a kind of bad thing. You have compiled Greek literature, Mahabharata, and in that Mahabharata, you have introduced everything that is knowable or understand. Mahabharata, it was originally written for the woman class and Sri Shudra Vijayabandhura, because the Vedic literature is very stiff. Not only because it is written by old Sanskrit, written in old Sanskrit language, but the meaning is very deep. Vedic literature, you know, at that time, people are very intelligent. The simple one hint gives them a lot of it. That's like Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, you find simply some clues. Karma-dastha-jataha, the source of all humanity. Now we can think over the source of all humanity. So, Vedic literature requires explanation, authoritative explanation. So, the original says it was not possible for understanding for ordinary class. And who are ordinary class of men? The Sri Shudra Vijayabandhu. Sri, a woman class, are taken as less intelligent. It is not partiality, it is stated in the Shastra, and practically it is so. So, woman class, Sri, and Shudra. Shudra means laborer. Sri Shudra and Vijayabandhu. Vijayabandhu means born of a high family. The Brahmin, Kshatriya and the Vaishya, they are considered as in the higher status of social life. And the Shudras, it is everywhere. It is not that the other day in the television somebody was questioning me. Why there is caste system in India? So I answered, the caste system is everywhere. when he lives. And what is the prophecy? The prophecy means that there is a class of men who are intelligent, very intelligent, education, philosopher, scientist. They're called them, say so. The intelligent class of the society, just like my head, is the most important part of my body. Why? Because from the head, all intelligence is started. If you cut my hand, I will beat. If you cut my leg, I will beat. But if you cut my head, oh, then first. Therefore, as there is the important part of this body, the head, similarly, those who are giving intelligence to the society, they are called Brahmins. That's all. Brahmin is not a thing which is born by, everyone. No, that is not happening. In Bhagavad Gita, you find, there is no question of birthright. Anyone, just like not ordinary guy, anyone can become your president. It is not that a particular family has to become one who is intelligent enough of the people like you, the voters. Similarly, according to the quality, and what the section of the society is image, not image, practically, daily. So, this Mahabharata, just try to understand that Mahabharata was originally designed for the less intelligent class. Less intelligent, who are less intelligent class of men? The woman class, the liberal class, and those who are born in high families, but their qualities are not so improved. Suppose a boy born in a Brahmin family, but his quality is just like Sudra or liberal class. The people will not accept, just like if I am born of a Brahmin family. So, they will ask my qualification, how I am qualified. So, those who are born in high family, but not qualified according to the family tradition, they are called Dijabandhu. Dijam. Dijam means twice born. Di means two. Jo means birth. The Sudras have one birth. One birth by the father and mother. But those who are higher caste, just like a man may be born in a low family or poor family, but by his intelligence he gets another birth. He becomes very rich man or very learned man, very intelligent man, very clever. That life is from the university. Similarly, Bija means first birth is from the father and mother, and the next birth is accepting a spiritual mom. The next birth is father is the spiritual master, and the Vedas and the mom. So those who accept the spiritual master as father and the Vedic knowledge as mother, they are called Bijam. Twice. That means culture. Culture family. So those who are born in culture family, but that is born in a culture family, but his cultural knowledge is very poor, he is called Bijabandhu. So woman class, liberal class, and those who are born in higher family, but intelligence is very poor, they are called Vijabandhu. And upon these classes of men, the Mahabharata was compiled. That means Vedic knowledge explained in simple historical facts. Mahabharata, basic principle of Mahabharata is the fighting between two groups of royal family, and on that politics, sociology, religion. But those who have read Mahabharata, they will be surprised how elevated knowledge is there in Mahabharata. But they were made for sudras and the relation to religion classes. So you can imagine how intelligent at that time people were. Mahabharata was. Mahabharata, even at the present moment, they can understand Ranchi Mahabharata. They say for Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. The philosophy is not understood properly, even by the greatest philosopher, the Sanat Gita. So that means that they are going, we are becoming less intelligent. Less intelligent. Therefore, in this age of less intelligent class of man, the global system as it is, not bluff yoga, real yoga. Yoga and just something. Oh, that is not what. Real yoga. Controlling the senses, sit in a solitary place, and alone, with celibacy, life, no sense environment. There are so many rules and regulations. Not that if I say, so whatever you like and do, you just meditate, heart meditation. That is not possible meditation. Next stage of elevation is sacrifice. These are statements of the Vedic Gita. The Vedic Gita says, the Dhyato Vishnu, meditation means that meditating on Vishnu, on the Supreme Lord, this Vishnu form, as you have thought in that song. Meditate. That is called yoga. By meditating on Vishnu, one realizes everything and gets some power, wonderful power. So, Bhagavata says, three days of Dhyato Vishnu, the perfection of life, in the Satya Yuga, a golden age, by meditating on Vishnu. That is meditation. Tritan Jagato Makhai, the next day, Trita Yuga, by offering sacrifice. That is in the second age. And Dapare Parichajaya, the next day, Dapare, by temple worship, caste worship. So, Lord Chaitanya says, the color of nasteva, three times, no. That means meditation, not one. Sacrifice, not one. Temple worship or caste worship, not one. Then what is possible? Kalota dhari kirtana. In these days, simply when chanting the glories of God. Hare, these are the facts. Chakurad Chaitanya is speaking. It's fact. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There is no distinction whether you are in charge of temple or mosque. It's simply highway. Hare Krishna. Wherever you are. At home, or in temple, or dream, or in the street, or in bed, or in hospital, or in office, you can show. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, Sita is a Bhadra Vishnu, Tirtayan Janato Makhari, Dapare Parita Jaya, Kalo, Kalo means the day, in the East of the East, in the Kulis, Hare Krishna, simply by chanting. Hari means God. So, here, Narada is asking Vyasa Siddha Hutam. You are a very perfect scholar. Now, the first word used here, Siddha Hutam. A scholar is he who has perfectly inquired from his spiritual master. Inquired. That's like in the Vedanta Sutra, his first aphorism is, Adhāta Brahma Jñāna. One must be very inquisitive. That I have explained already several times, that first inquisitiveness should be what I am. Am I this body? The body is compressed of so many. I've got my car, I've got good apartment, I've got good wife, and why am I not happy? Why am I not happy? Everything is there. So am I this body? No. Well, there is actually cause of Vijñāsitam. So, Vijñāsitam Avitantya Vijñāsitam Sukham Pannapu. And after inquiry, he has very nicely written all kinds of literature. Authoritative literature. If one is perfect in his inquiry from the authorized spiritual master, he can write him. Otherwise, what is the use of writing nonsense? And those books will be thrown. After reading, I just like the newspaper thrown away and the other books are thrown away. But Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot throw away. You cannot throw away. I will give you one practical example in my life. In Calcutta, my birthplace is in Calcutta. So, my friend, he has one European gentleman, tenant. I was speaking of several 30 years before story. So that gentleman, he was a very special man, manager of a big farm, and he was tenant of my friend. So he was going to take possession of the house he was visiting. So I was going to. That European gentleman, I forgot his name now. That was the Bhagavad Gita. So, my friend Mr. Murli, he, out of his inquisition, he was touching that book. He thought that he is a European Christian. Why he skipped his Bhagavad Gita? So he was seeing that Bhagavad Gita. And that European gentleman, he thought that I am going and this landlord may ask this book, because the Bhagavad Gita belongs to the Hindus, he immediately said, "Dear Mr. Murli, I can give any book you like, but I cannot give that Bhagavad Gita. This is my life." I heard it in my own. So he replied, "No, Mr. Sasansas, I don't want to do that. I was just seeing that, why you have killed Bhagavad Gita in your life." Oh, Bhagavad Gita is not that. So, it is the problem is that you cannot throw it out. Nobody has thrown Bhagavad Gita at any time. Because it is perfect, nobody has thrown Bible. Because they are perfect in knowledge. Vijñāsitam Avitam Ca. Vijñāsitam Sukham Pannam. Se Mahadabhutam. They have done wonderful work. And Kṛtavānam Bhāratam Yastam Sarvārta Parivīnhitam. And you have created the great literature Mahābhārata in this everything is there. Vijñāsitam Avitam Ca. And not only simply you have inquired, but you have studied fully. There are many inquisitive persons, inquired so many things, but do not study. Reciprocal, there must be study and inquire. Just like a nice scholar in the college, he inquired from the professor at the same time, sir. So, the process of acquiring knowledge is to study and to inquire. So here, it is said, Jigyasitam Ajitamcha Brahma. Brahma means the Supreme Absolute Truth. You have inquired sufficiently because your spiritual master Narada knows how you are inquisitive. So you have inquired about the Supreme Absolute Truth. Jigyasitam Ajitamcha Chattat Sanatana. Absolute Truth, Sanatana means Itara. Absolute truth is not relative. Here in this world, everything we see is relative. This world, material world, is the relative world. And therefore, it is not Sanatana. Sanatana means Itara. As soon as we are in the relative world, there is no eternal life. Relative world means the one thing has to be understood by another. Just like, what is the meaning of sun? The sun is the sun of a sun. Unless there is father, there is no question of son. Unless there is husband, there is no question of wife. Unless there is black, there is no question of white. Similarly, whatever you try to understand, there must be the opposition. That is called dual. Or, Vaishnava, are the dualists. But in the absolute world, there is no such distinction. One, the same power and the same fact. Therefore, if I do not sit there, sometimes Jesus Christ is accepted as the Father, sometimes because in the material world, there is such distinction. Master and servant, father and son, lower or higher. But in the spiritual world, although there are varieties, but there is no distinction. There is no distinction. A Mayavadi philosopher, they cannot understand the spiritual variety. As soon as they think of variety, they think of material. But actually there is not. There is variety in the spiritual. Unless there is variety, because Vedanta Sutra says, Janmasasya Jataha. Unless there are varieties, how in the shadow the varieties are there? Just like in a cinematographic picture, unless in the original photograph or the subject matter from which photograph is taken, unless there were varieties, how the picture can be varied? So, in the material world, the varieties are the reflection of the spiritual. Here is also father, but this is imitation father. But there is also father, but that is not father, that is real father. It is imitation father. It is friend, but imitation friend. The real friend is personal. Real father is personal. Real husband, imitation husband. Real husband is Krishna. Master, imitator master. Real master is Krishna. So in this way, if we establish our relationship with Krishna as either as husband or lover or master or friend or son or father, it is perfect. It is perfect. We have to go to that stage. We have to give up this imitation, Brahma Sattva Jalam Nishtha. Shankaracharya placed this theory before the world. But that is not explained properly, because people at that time could not understand more than that. Brahma Sattva. The Absolute is truth. And Jonathan Sand is the word, the manifested word is false. All is false. That is not explained by Sankaracharya. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The reality, real father. If you accept Krishna as your father, oh, he gives you all protection. If you accept Krishna as your husband, oh, there is no question of that. If you could accept Krishna as your friend, oh, Krishna will give you everything. So many relationships, all these relationships in the relative world, they are all shadow or temporary. But the same thing is there in the spiritual world. And if we come to that platform, then there is eternity. Thank you. Any questions? No question? Suppose I am trying to express as far as possible understand the wisdom, but still literally doubt.